home, and trust you will enjoy. In time, we shall overcome.
We shall overcome. We shall.
Buked and scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Mike McGonigal. Of course, that was the Staple Singers doing the freedom song, We Shall Overcome. Really wonderful performance, of course, from Freedom Highway 1965. We're going to hear a lot of material, freedom songs, a lot of it performed by Bernice Johnson Reagan, who passed away in the last week. Right now, we're going to hear her version of Been in the Storm So Long. She was an educator, musician, just amazing force of nature. And of course, she founded the long-running group Sweet Honey in the Rock. We'll hear them as well. Mostly, we're hearing tracks from her own releases under her own name, as well as records that she oversaw and stuff. Been in the Storm So Long was released on the Voices of the Civil Rights Movement, Black American Freedom Songs 1960-66 set, produced by Bill Bennett for Folkways in 1980. And I'm going to come in later and talk about what we heard. Thank you so much for tuning in.
little city called heaven.
Amen.
I was started to make it my home. My mother has reached the bright glow.
Yes, I am.
Safely. fail. Many times when we sing that song, I believe that we don't really believe it as the songwriter intended that song to be taken. For I believe that God can do anything. Who is Mayor Stinson in the eyes of God? Mayor Stinson was made from the dust of the earth and shaped, and God blew the breath of life into his nostrils, and old Stinson became a living soul. God is able to trouble this man while he lies upon his bed of rest. God is able to trouble him so forcefully and disturb the consciousness of his thinking until when he gets down to his office and he intends to make an unjust law, God is able to change him in until he will make a just law. I believe that God can do anything but fail. I'm reminded of a few scriptures, and one in particular, when there was a man by the name of King Nebuchadnezzar, as he lied upon his bed of rest. And as he was sleeping, God troubled him in his mind. And I believe that God works in mysterious ways and wonders to perform. God has a hand in this society of ours, even though we cannot recognize the hand of God. But I believe God is moving. How do you know, Elder Campbell, that God is moving in the city of Danville? I have seen the Danville Christian Progressive Association down to its lowest ebb, but some kind of way God came to us when we needed him most. There was time when we needed money and we didn't know where it was coming from, but God stretched his hand out of the heavens up in Bannockburn, Maryland, touched a little woman by the name of Ann Carroll, told her, pay your money, get on the bus and go to Danville because somebody needs you there. She came to Danville, nobody said to her, Mrs. Carroll, demonstrate. But one night I remember when she walked into the North New Hope Baptist Church, a white lady standing beside a little girl by the name of Karen Kunstler, and she said, ladies and gentlemen, whatever you want me to do, I will do it. You can't tell me, but God is able to take nothing and make something out of it. God is able to take what you throw away and make something out of it. God took this little lady, Ann Carroll, and brought her to Danville, and she went to jail for 11 days. Went back to Bannockburn and aroused that community. And she aroused that community. It stimulated their thinking, converted even their outlook on life. There were those that didn't understand demonstrations, but when she got through with them, that they knuckle around her and say, we will go to Danville too. Yeah, God works in a mysterious way and wonders to perform. I remember when we've had hundreds of people in the jail, when Reverend Chase was down in Halifax. Mrs. Chase was over in Chatham, Virginia, and Patricia was there too. And there was no one in Danville but me, and Reverend Dunlap was in North Carolina, and Mr. Adams and others were here, and we were struggling, trying to make a way. I've seen God step in when people said I didn't have clothing. I've seen hundreds of clothing, pounds of clothing coming from New York, Chicago, coming from North Carolina and other cities, pouring into Danville to help us in Danville. I tell you, this God we serve is a great God. God can make a way out of no way. He can put clothes on your back when you're naked. He can put shoes on your foot when you don't have any. Yeah, when it seems like all hope is gone, God knows how to step in. I have seen God turn the darkness into light. I have seen him turn our failures into success. I have seen God take our disappointments of ashes and turn them into roses of great advancement. Yeah, this is a great God that we serve. Somebody said that God is like fire shut up in my bones. There was a prophet that said, I looked and I saw a mountain, and there was a stone that was hewed out of a mountain, and the stone came tumbling down. Ezekiel said, he's like a wheel in the middle of a wheel. David said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Yeah, the joys of God will take us through. Let's think of some more of the things that God has done for us. I have seen not only these things, but I've seen God even do greater things. The night of June 10th, when we told the people to go down and to demonstrate, to go down to the jail and to pray for those that were in prison. Even there that night when Chief McCain said, I'm tired of you niggers eating off of me like leeches, eating off this community like leeches. They put the hoses on them and hosed them down with high pressure hoses. The water was so forceful until it washed human bodies down the street like trash. The water was so powerful until it knocked bark off trees. Amen. And it was so powerful until people were screaming in the midst of the water as though they were caught in a fire without any escape. But God worked a wonder there. Yeah, we might think that all hope was gone, but one thing God didn't do, God didn't let nobody become blind. God did not let nobody die. God didn't let nobody get discouraged, but God took those little people and raised them up until the next day they walked down the streets again, even with bursted heads, with bruised arms, lacerations across the breast. They walked with dignity. They walked with courage. And I believe tonight that that is recorded on the roll book of God. Somebody say, when I get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing there will be. One of the prophets said, I see a number that no man can number, coming up through their trials and tribulations that have their garments washed in the blood of the Lamb. One day, children, it's going to be good when we get to heaven, when we can sing the song, how I got over, how I got over. Yeah, my soul looks back and wonder how I got over.
We're going to say that the freedom train is coming. We're going to say it real loud, and we're going to say it real clear, where Governor Barnett, Johnson and Phillips can hear us all over the state of Mississippi saying that the freedom train is coming. So we're going to do it again. We're going to say it again. We're going to say it beautifully. And we're going to say it together. So let's try it one more time.
Tis that a freedom train coming, coming, coming.
Tonight, the rally of King and Henry for governor and lieutenant governor. Now we're here and we come from long ways, some of us, and we're here to witness the real cause of freedom.
Yeah.
But what we want to know is there anyone in the house that don't want freedom? But well, I'm telling you, we're here and we're fighting for freedom, and we're here together and we're fighting together. Now if you don't want freedom, we're gonna make you want freedom tonight. So we're going to tell the world that the freedom train is coming. Now, you know, since we're out here saying that the freedom train is coming, there are a lot of people outside that didn't come in here tonight. They're saying, now, I passed by that place and I heard you all saying the freedom train is coming. Now, if the freedom train is coming, sir, I want to know more about the freedom train. Can you tell me anything about it, sir? Will there be any Governor Barnett's on this train? Will there be any Phillips or will there be any Johnson? But no, there will be no segregation on this thing. This train would be carrying nothing but freedom. There would be no segregation. So we're going to tell them, and we're going to tell them loud, that the freedom train is coming and it's carrying nothing but freedom.
Yeah. Nothing but freedom, 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 freedom.
Get on board.
Get
told them. We told them that the freedom train is coming. And the train is carrying nothing but freedom. So you won't have to worry, because there will be no segregation on this train. But a lot of people are wondering. They say, I know I didn't cast my freedom ballot as I should have done. Say, but what can I do? Will there be enough room for me on this train? Can I carry my sister? Can I carry my brother? Can I carry my daughter, my aunt, my uncle? I want to carry everybody in my family. Can they go on this freedom train? I know we haven't done what we should have done for the cause of freedom. So now what can I do? Say, will there be enough room for me? Yeah, the train is not only coming by one, but the train is coming by the thousand. So nobody have to worry, because the train is coming by the thousand.
Till the beacon by the thousand, 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 till the thousand, thousand, thousand,
by the thousand, thousand, thousand,
till the
Jefferson, the freedom of George Wallace, the peace of Lyndon Johnson, the love of God through Billy Graham, and it spells death to us all. In my hands, 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 I have promises of all of your parties. You call Democrats and your Republican, but I listen, the lesser of six evils are nonetheless evil, and empty hands bother in my hands, in my hands, in my hands, in my hands. In my hands. Washington, the patience of Roy Wilkins, the radicalness of white liberals, the silence of the affluent, they never say a mumbling word, and I said it could never be. The power to rise or to fall or to rot or to crumble or for the world to grow on time. In my hands. crucified in this world below. They've gone up to heaven, and I want to know, I wonder what are they doing there now. Yeah.
closer walk with thee.
Just a closer walk with thee. Just a closer walk with thee.
Great.
Just a closer walk with thee.
It's Jesus.
Just a closer walk with
if
thee.
You
just
see.
A closer walk with thee. Just a closer walk with thee.
Day.
Just a closer walk with thee.
Let it be,
dear
Lord, let
it
be.
Hallelujah, Lord, I am weak, but thou art strong.
Just a closer walk with thee.
Jesus keeps me. From all wrong,
just a closer walk with thee.
Just a closer walk with thee.
Just a closer walk with thee.
Oh, let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
Lord, who
just a closer walk with thee, just a closer walk with thee,
ooh,
just a closer walk with thee,
with me,
just
my
a walk
burden
share, just a closer walk with
none but thee,
just a closer walk with thee,
dear Lord,
just a closer walk with
none but
just a closer
thee.
Taste the light, honey, in the rock. prepare yourself to go back with him. Oh, he's coming for bad people who have given their lives to him. Gather.
And welcome back to Buked and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour. The hour is almost up. I hope you've enjoyed today's special show. We just heard From Everything God is Love 78, a self-released LP by Otis G. Johnson, Time to Go Home. Before that, a whole set of music about and related to Bernice Johnson Reagan, who just passed away this last week. We heard the best known recording of Honey in the Rock from the version from John Fahey's American Primitive set, Blind Mamie Forehand and Reverend I.B. Ware. Before that, from the Wade in the Water 4-CD set that she herself put together, we heard her band, Sweet Honey in the Rock, again, from the Wade in the Water set, which is also an amazing 26-part series on the importance of gospel that you can still hear easily. It's archived on NPR. If you have the NPR app, you can walk around and now listen to that. I highly recommended it. Before that, we heard three tracks released under her own name from the multi-volume Wade in the Water set that she produced with her daughter Toshi. We heard What Are They Doing in Heaven Today. From River of Life, Harmony 1, we heard Jacob's Ladder. And from Give Your Hands to Struggle, we heard In My Hands. Before that, we heard from the Been in the Storm So Long, Voices of the Civil Rights Movement, we heard Sam Block's performance of Freedom Train. We heard Reverend Lawrence Campbell give a civil rights-themed sermon. We heard City Called Heaven by Cleo Kennedy and Been in the Storm So Long by Bernice Johnson Reagan. Now we're going to end with another track from that Voices of the Civil Rights set. This is Wade in the Water by Fannie Lou Hammer. Thanks so much for tuning in. It's easy to find more information on the SNCC Freedom Singers and this movement pretty easily. Highly recommend Bernice Johnson Reagan's books as well. Okay, hope you have a good week. Thanks again.